This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's congressional delegation wants ICE to release information about an Aurora detainee's death. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow, along with Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, sent a joint letter to the acting director of ICE this week. It calls on the agency to release a detailed death report for Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza. The Nicaraguan asylum seeker died while in ICE's facility in Aurora last year. Community groups and media organizations, including CPR News, have requested the report, but ICE has missed the legal deadline for issuing the public documents. Immigrant advocacy groups say they will sue the agency if it fails to release the report. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Faculty and staff at the University of Colorado Boulder staged a walkout today over low wages and high workloads. The rally was organized by United Campus Workers Colorado, an unrecognized union that represents workers across the CU campus. Union members and graduate worker Kristen Oliver said CU salaries make it hard to afford to live in and around Boulder.
Despite choosing to live outside of Boulder in Louisville, I am still going to be spending 44% of my stipend on housing before utilities.
University leaders have pointed towards a lack of state funding when it comes to employee welfare. Colorado ranks 47th in the nation in terms of state higher education funding. Police have arrested a suspect in two separate stabbing attacks Thursday. Two people were killed when the suspect stabbed a man in an RTD bus. He then later stabbed a woman near the Regis University campus. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.